guys. Anyway, so we have some special guests in the house tonight, as we tend to. We are welcoming some folks from CAKE Chicago, Chicago Alternative Comics Expo. This is something I love very much, as I am a comic book retailer and fan and addict. So, the first fellow who's going to be speaking from CAKE is a friend of ours. He's been to some of your stories before. Look forward to his contribution now, Mr. Kevin Budnick. Yeah. Sorry, Kevin Bongiovi.
It's Italian for good Giovi. I was really hoping I could come up with like a good icebreaker, so I'm really glad that happened. Thanks for setting me up, Eric. Sorry I didn't say hey to anybody when I came in. I've been like kind of racking my brain over what to write about, because the theme this month being fellowship, I wasn't sure what to do. What I eventually settled upon was the fact that I'm here as an ambassador of CAKE, which is the Chicago Alternative Comics Expo. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's a comics convention that's coming up at the end of this month, being May, and it's just a really great opportunity for a lot of indie cartoonists to get together and just see each other. You know, once a year it happens, and it's kind of like this big family reunion. Everybody trades books, everybody supports each other's art, and it's just really wonderful. And for me, it's a big deal because I'm sort of a home buddy. In preparation for tonight, I downloaded the Lord of the Rings audiobooks, and I went on a really long walk. Thank you. And I listened to them trying to come up with an idea. So what ended up actually sticking was, the reason why I had never actually seen the Lord of the Rings movies. Particularly the second one, Two Towers. This goes back to when I was a little kid. I've been a home buddy for most of my life. But right now, as a 25-year-old, my nights are full of drawing and, folding and stapling and not, eating hot dogs, crinkle fries, and watching Trading Spaces. I was like really into Joy. What's her face? Is that her name? I don't know. Paige. Paige. Somebody Paige shout it. Paige Davis. Okay. Total recall. At probably age like 13 or something like that, I was invited to my first boy-girl sort of party. But it was a party that was going to center around going to Village Crossing in Niles and seeing the Two Towers. When I accepted the invite, I was like, oh, that sounds really fun. I'll do that. We'll take the bus. It's going to be like a total adventure. And then I was not prepared for what happened, which was a 3-girl-to-7-guy ratio game of spin the bottle. Featuring that overtly sexual 13-year-old who shopped at Hot Topic and listened to Slipknot and was like really scary for that and like also kind of hot. Suffice to say, when they were like, you should totally play, Kevin, like here, it's just this easy. And they tried to urge me by demonstrating how to spin the bottle, and then like two kids were like on their hands and knees, like then they just go like that. I was like flop sweat scared by that. So I left. I peaced out. I was gone. So I've never seen the second Lord of the Rings movie. I decided to go home. But like I said, as a 25-year-old, I'm still a home buddy, and I'm still like kind of afraid of things like that. I'm not like, I understand the difference between a game of spin the bottle and like an adult relationship. I guess. But it can be pretty isolating when you just kind of hang out at home and like make your art. And that's why getting together to see all these cartoonists and all these people who are just really passionate about the things that they're doing is so inspiring. And coming to draw with a lot of those people and coming to meet a lot of the cartoonists in Chicago, I find out that a lot of people are like me, and they understand what it feels like to be a 13-year-old who's like afraid of boy-girl parties. So that was my fellowship.
Thank you, Kevin. We're only like 4 years apart in age, but I feel so old that you were 13 when Two Towers came out.
It's an estimate. I have no idea.
Okay, fair. I still feel